So the Gemara says on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, Al Yipot Ha'od Mechaber El Metach Dvar Halacha Shemitach Kach Zechreu, that a person should say goodbye to somebody with a Dvar Halacha, with some word of Halacha. That way he remembers him. And Pashas in the Gemara is that Torah is Nitzchias, and the way that a person connects a relationship to something beyond just the Chavashaft is to connect it to the Shar Shachaim, to the Nitzchias of Torah. That's simple shot. But I saw quoted from the Sefer Torah Yosef. Paras Yosef. This is Chassidisha tongue in cheek almost. It's a tremendous tremendous vert and tremendously cynical vert. He writes like this. He says, "Al yipatar adam mechaver mitach dvar halacha shemitach kach zechreu." A person should not say goodbye to his friend except from dvar halacha. That way, he remembers him. She writes as follows. She says, "Im chavercha nimsa beveisecha. If you have a friend that's at home, v'gozel esmancha, and he's taking up a lot of time. This happens from time to time. That there's somebody at your house and they're hanging out. Somebody comes, has a meeting with you, comes to visit you, whatever the case is. And they're staying a little bit beyond their welcome, right? So what does he say? He says, "V'ata roitze leipata mimenu," and you want to get rid of him. You want to get rid of the nudnik. So he says, "Ha'eitza hayichida hi," the only thing that will work is shetascha b'divrei halacha. Start learning.
Take out a gemara.
That's it. He says, "As you stalik mimcha," then he'll get the message. Mitoch kach, and through this, yizkar shelo lahatrid cha Yosef. What will he remember? You remember, it's probably not worth bothering this guy so much. So I'll tell you, Maisa Shahaya, I remember a couple of friends of mine. I wasn't so into this when I was in Yeshiva, but I had a couple of friends that were like into going to visit rebbes and get brachas from rebbes and rabbanim and all sorts of things. So a couple of guys once went, it was Erev Shabbos, and they went to Bnei Brak, and they went to speak to Reb Chaim. So Reb Chaim is learning all day, right? Reb Chaim's learning all day. And he's sitting there with the Gemara. And he finishes, Reb Chaim is a Siyum Kol HaTorah Kula every year, Erev Pesach, right? So he finishes Bavli, Yerushalmi, Midrash Rabbah, Tanchum, Sifra, Sifrei Mechilta, Teres Kainim, Shulchan Aruch, Tur, he finishes whatever his curriculum is, he gets through it every year. So he's sitting there, he's always learning, that's what he does all day. So one of the guys says to him, that everybody's lining up, and he says to Reb Chaim, "How should a person have Hatzlacha in Limud?" It's a very first year yeshiva question, right? How do you have Hatzlacha in learning? So Reb Chaim's in the middle of learning, and he asks him, this friend of mine, he says, "Rabbi, how should one, be zocher to Hatzlacha in Limud?" Reb Chaim looks at him. He's got the sefer in front of him. He looks up. He goes, "Tzarich lilmod behasmata," and puts his head back in the sefer. What does that mean? It says you have to learn diligently, and then goes back to the sefer. Right? That's the Hatzlacha in Limud. But the emphasis is that he was saying two things to him. First thing he was saying to him is if you want to learn, stop coming hanging out getting brachas from rebbes, sit in the base madrash. That's the first part. And the second thing is stop bothering me. I want to be able to learn. So if I want to be able to learn, so stop bothering me. Maaseh Shehayah, by the way, with Reb Chaim's father, who was stipler, that during the Gulf War. They asked the stipler if anything bad was going to happen to Bnei Brak. And the stipler said to them, "Absolutely not. Nothing will happen in Bnei Brak." So the stipler was not a Hasidic rebbe. He was not a mystic. They asked the stipler, how do you know this? So he said to them, "I don't. I don't." So the chavra said to him afterwards, "Then why'd you say it to everybody that nothing will happen?" So he says, "Look, I figure I win either way. If I'm right, it's a big Kiddush Hashem. Big Kiddush Hashem that I got it right. And if I'm wrong, then they'll leave me alone. I'll be able to sit and learn. Nobody's going to bother me anymore. It's a win-win. It's a win-win for me to say that everything will be right. Chalila, it won't be all right. So then, they'll leave me alone. They'll go find somebody else to go get their brachas from. It's a very litvisher response. Yeah, it's a very litvisher response to that kind of question. Nemesis, the stipler was lichara had a direct line, but all of that notwithstanding, the point that the Paras Yosef makes is suddenly a strong vote. The emesis, it doesn't come from him originally. It comes from the Tzaddik Yaakov Yosef in this week's parasha, in Parashas Yisra. He says as follows. He says, "Nog etzel anchi maise in ba'ilav mishu matridu min atari." If somebody comes and bothers you from learning Torah, he says, "Kerel misham shem mitzaveh lelavis es arech achash b'darka." You call up your gabbai, your shamish, and he said to him, "You know, by the way, would you mind escorting him outside?"
Right? Who's
the Talmud of Yaakov Yosef? Of Polonia. There was a Talmud of the Baal Shem. Talmud Yaakov Yosef is first generation. Yeah.
So I know this 1476 at YU.
There you go. And
I ordered it.
There you go. Shkoich. So he says, he says, tells the gabbai, get rid of the guy. He says, "Mitoich kach mevin arech shehu tzarech lelechas." And then the guest will understand that he needs to go. He says, "How do you get rid of somebody?" He says, "Sharehu mevaisha, so mal bin panav." You don't want to embarrass the guy. You don't embarrass him and say, "Get out." He says, "Elam itech dvar halacha hainu." He says a little differently. He says, "Hainu, in yonim shabahalicha." You say to him, "By the way, do you need a ride?" Right? When it's time for the guy to go, so you say to him, "Do you need a ride? You need me to call you a cab? Yeah. You know which way you're going to get home?" He says, "Mitech kach zechreu." What does it mean? This way he'll remember him. He says, "Who niskoshu matrid vayelichlo?" Then he'll remember that he's bothering you and all these. Two taitches up on the same minion. Both of them, surprisingly, to a certain extent, cynical, but to the other extent, certainly practical. Is you don't want to insult somebody, you don't want to bother somebody. I'll tell you. We got 1 second. I'll tell you a maisa. Meir Virago Reb Lachman told me that for a number of years, when he was in Chevron Yeshiva, He spent time going to the shmuzin of Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz was the shiva, was the mashkiach of the mir. He became famous for the 2 years that there wasn't a mashkiach in the mir, and that's where he said 2 years of shmuzin in Musar, and those are like the two svarim of Rav Chaim that became like the most popular, right? Rav Chaim's shmuzin in Musar. But he was Rosh Hashiva for like his entire career. He also happened to be the Mashkiach and gave Muslim for 2 years. But aside from that, he was Rosh Hashiva. So people used to come up to him all the time and say Vertlach. Right? They would come up to him and say, "What do you think about this Vert? What do you think about that Vert? What do you think about that Vert?" So Blachman told me that when Rav Chaim got older, he couldn't handle it. All the Narishkata people come up to him and said, "What do you think about this idea? What do you think about that idea?" He says, "By that point, Rav Chaim already had hearing aids." So the old school hearing aids had a volume dial. So when people would come up to him, Rav Chaim would just turn down the volume, and then he would learn in his head, and people would say Vartlachdim, and he would see their lips moving, and he'd go, uh-huh, very good. And he didn't want to be rude to anybody, but he also didn't want to be Mevatel Torah. So it became known at a certain point in time that he was very, very kind to everybody. He never wanted to be rude to anybody, but he just, the last verse, just because it's on this Inyan, is Rav Shechter will very often say to people when they ask him questions, he'll say, "I don't know, I don't know." If you've ever heard Rav Shechter speak, he'll say, "I don't know." And he'll say it in Shir, and he says when he comes to communities, he says, "I don't know." So there was one Purim that a couple of us were sitting by Rav Shechter. It was Purim that Rav Shechter doesn't drink very much or get drunk at all on Purim. Somebody asked him a question, and he said, "I don't know." And then he looked around the room and saw that it was Purim and saw that there was just a small group of Talmidim there. And he looked and he had this big smile on his face. This is the kind of thing that, you know, you have to get Rav Shechter really at the right moment for this part. It was Purim, few guys in his house. And he looks at us and he goes, "You know, sometimes when I say I don't know, I really do know." I really do know. So what's Pshat? It's like, I don't want to say, you know, the thing that you're saying, you sound like an idiot. So I'd rather say, "I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it could be. I don't know. So Rosh Hechta says that a lot when people say ridiculous things. But that's about, you know, al yipater adam al medech dvar halacha. Sometimes you need a dvar halacha in order to get somebody off your back.